It's time to prepare the way of the Lord, to make straight paths for your feet. The message of the hour is repent. It's the R word. It's the word that brings us into direct and open confrontation face to face with a holy God who has declared that without holiness, no man, woman, or child will see the Lord. This is not a time for seeker sensitiveness. This is a time for God sensitiveness. This is a time for us to break up the fallow ground of our minds and our hearts and become more sensitive to God and His requirements in our lives than ever before. Christ is not coming back for a bride with spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. He's only going to come back for a holy bride. If we're not walking in righteousness and in holiness, we need to come clean before God. This is a positive message because it's the only message of hope. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the message that John the Baptist brought before the first coming of Christ. This is the message that Jesus picked up from John the Baptist after he was baptized and began his ministry, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the ministry and the word that the 11 disciples picked up after Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection and after his ascension back to the Father, repent and believe the gospel. This is the message that the great apostle Paul brought to the people of his time, repent. This is the message that John, in the book of Revelation, penned as the revelation of Jesus Christ to the seven churches of Asia, representing the then-time church, the now-time church, and the end-time church. Repent. 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 And it's the word that finishes up the book of Revelation, repent. I think there's a little hint there for us, don't you? Would you go before the Lord and ask what areas of your life perhaps are not pleasing to Him, where you might be in rebellion, disobedience, walking in pride, unforgiveness? Ask Him sincerely, and He'll reveal it to you because He loves you. And He wants you to be ready as a holy bride. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint again. As America's Done to Israel, get that wonderful book, $18. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And let me give you an example of this idea of illusion and delusion. Last year, and again this year, Social Security recipients did not get a cost of living rise, certainly because it's tied to inflation, and there was no inflation. Now, certainly government employees and congressmen got cost of living raises because there was inflation, but there was no inflation for retired people, and we know that because the government statistics says there was no inflation. And yet, if you look at the price of oil, gasoline, what was it a year ago? What is it today? Look at the price of food. What was it a year ago? What is it today? Certainly, commodities are up on average 30-40% over this last year. But, of course, there's no inflation because, of course, they don't want there to be inflation. If they tell you there's inflation, you're going to believe them. I mean, are you going to believe what the government says, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? What do you think, Bob? Are we experiencing inflation? The government says that inflation is down around 1%, needs to be raised.
Well, I don't know. I think the government knows everything, so we better listen to them.
Okay. Well, Mr. Bernanke, we know he's brilliant. I mean, after all, he was going, of course, to buy $600 billion worth of bonds, quantitative easing, because he wanted to keep interest rates down. And what happened? Interest rates went up. I don't understand. I mean, he's such a smart man. He says he's 100% sure there's no inflation. If there is, he can immediately stop it. And of course, he runs the economy. People don't understand. Barack Obama is simply a figurehead. He reads the scripts that are given to him. But the Federal Reserve System manages and controls the economy, and basically they're simply pouring money into the economy to try to stimulate it. But with all that money they're pouring in, that's certainly the stimulus bill, that was basically the bill that the Republicans and Democrats recently passed, where they increase spending and cut taxes. Now, that is a real smart way to bring things under control. And so they increase spending, they cut taxes, and then Bernanke with his $600 billion. And so all this money being poured into the economy, new money, and it really isn't getting the economy moving very well, is it?
No, it's not. And it didn't do an awful lot before in stimulus number one, which cost $2.5 trillion. And they're getting the same results. It's sort of like insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But you know, what's interesting, I think we, who collect Social Security, have not, of course, gotten any raise here for the last couple of years. And I think they're going to try to scare them all, very much so, those who are on Social Security. And I think they'll do that sufficiently with the current cuts that are going to come in salaries and in benefits to service employees for municipalities and government. And I think it's going to start a trend where people are going to be very happy and think they're lucky that they didn't get cut from Social Security like others are.
Well, I think that, of course, basically, with 70... Is it 70? Yeah, 79 million new baby boomers retiring in the next 19 years, and people not dying off as quickly as they'd like them to. There's no way that they can possibly maintain Social Security and Medicare at the current levels, and nobody wants to come out and tell the truth. The thing is bankrupt and going to fail. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
So I think they're going to scare them, and probably eventually they'll cut Social Security. I don't think that's going to come until we get into a deflationary depression. And I believe that will happen. Timing, very difficult. But I think it will happen. We'll have inflation first and maybe even hyperinflation. You know, people talk about the extreme amount of money, U.S. dollars that are floating around the world, as to why there won't be hyperinflation. And that is really just the reason why it happens. You get too many dollars running around, they fall in value, and then eventually the definition for hyperinflation is inflation with people who are seeing their money devalue very quickly, sometimes in a month or a week or sometimes within the course of a day, as we saw during the 1920s in Germany. And so I believe what's going to happen is that we may well get that hyperinflation because there's too much money out there and not the opposite. And so I think that's a good chance of what we get facing, because they're not going to stop QE this and QE that, because they can't.
Well, I thought it was.
They can't change zero interest rates if they do either. The whole thing's going to collapse around them.
And, of course, they've lowered the interest rates here in America a number of times back in 1979, 1980. And, of course, it created a inflationary spiral throughout the world because hot money left the United States, went to other countries, and we exported our inflation. They did that in 2002, 2003, when Greenspan cut the interest rate to 1%. But 1%, you know, that was a lot considered where it is now. The interest rate is 0 to 0.25%. And certainly a lot of money is getting out of this country. Certainly other countries are putting exchange controls on, officially or non-officially. Certainly Brazil is putting exchange controls. They don't want American dollars coming in. They're charging to bring them in. You can't open a bank account in Switzerland today. They don't want American dollars because they don't want the inflationary pressure of useless American currency coming into their nation. And not only that, but I think the most fascinating thing, and we'll talk about that when we get back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about the fact that certainly other countries don't want the dollar today. Certainly because we've lowered our interest rates so much and lowered the value of our currency, other people want to get their money out of America so it doesn't continue losing value. They want to move it into Brazil. The Brazilians are charging to bring dollars in. If you try to open a bank account in Switzerland today, they won't take your money. You can't, at least as far as I've been able to determine, you can't open a bank account in most banks in Switzerland if you are an American. Is that true, Bob?
It certainly is, and it's not only Switzerland. It's every place else. But it's not only because of the dollars flowing in. It's because the United States government has told these governments, if you have accounts for Americans starting in 2 years, you're going to have to report any accounts that you have, and each year you must give us one-third of the money in that account to pay taxes. So what they're doing is essentially stealing the money, and that's on the way. And so I think you're going to see a lot of Americans, particularly those that have lived in countries for five or more years, they're going to say, well, gee, I don't want to do that. And so they become citizens of Brazil or Argentina or Mexico or New Zealand or wherever they are.
Well, now, how can the United States government say, oh, if you have money in a foreign bank account, we're going to take that money? Isn't that stealing it?
Of course. But that's the kind of government America has. An Adolf Hitler kind of government called corporatist fascism. Pretty simple. And they're going to continue to do things like that. Did you know that in foreign countries today, that if an American owns real estate, it must be reported to the United States government?
I'd never heard that. When did that rule come in?
Last year.
I see. No, I'd never heard that. Well, basically, another thing, really, of course, I think it's so interesting, is that the government of Ireland has started printing euros. Now, basically, it's the European Central Bank that's supposed to print euros, but Ireland is simply printing up the currency of the realm. If Ireland can do it, everybody can do it. If everybody can do it, pretty soon you massively increase the number of euros. I think a lot of people are concerned because Ireland is actually just, what do they do, increase the number of euros, at least for Ireland, something like 25% to try to, they're doing everything they can to bail out the banks. They're not concerned about the people. People are going to be, of course, enslaved for the next 20 years paying off the debts of the banks because the banks, of course, as Bob points out, are owned certainly by the British monarchy and by one of the other monarchies there. And certainly the Irish big bank banks have totally bankrupt. They made a lot of bad investments, and we got to bail out the British Crown. And who is it? Is it the Dutch Crown that owns a lot of the stock in those Irish banks?
Some German banks as well, and the Rothschilds. And
so basically,
the same thing they're doing in America.
We're going to
exactly the same.
Right. We're going to enslave the Irish people. Certainly lower their standard of living to bail out the British monarchy. I'm sure the Irish must love that.
Well, I think that's tongue in cheek. The Irish have been abused, like the Scots, for over 1,000 years by the British. So there's no love lost.
And with very, very good reason. Well, Bob, certainly what's happening in Europe, they tell us, well, things are really looking pretty good. The Germans are going to stand behind what's going on. They're going to protect the euro. Certainly they're not going to allow any of these countries, Portugal or Spain or Italy or Greece, to go into bankruptcy. So nobody's got anything to worry about. They're just going to provide the money so that these countries can continue their profligate ways and simply giving all those wonderful benefits and long vacations and early retirement to the people in those countries. And the hardworking Germans are going to finance it. Isn't that great?
Well, Mrs. Merkel said the other day that we're talking about the Germans defending the euro, and that was for political purposes, when in fact the German people aren't going to defend anything. They'll go up to that, their part of that first $1 trillion approximately, and I think that'll probably be it. And then the next step is they have this G8 group that is supposed to defend the euro as well, and not G8, G20, and they supposedly are going to come in and be able to support the euro to help Europe, and that's supposedly the reason that the euro is rallying right now. I think it's something different. I think it's rallying to give it a cushion, and I think they want to get it up as high as they can. And it's around 137 right now, and they'd like to get it to 140, 42. They'd like to get the dollar down close to 74, and then the word comes in a week or so that the party in power gets thrown out in Ireland. And so the next group comes in and says, no, we're not going to play that game, we're not going to do that, and we're not going to bail the banks out. And we're going to leave the euro, go back to the punt, which is a currency, and we're also going to leave the European Union. And I think that could very well happen, and that's why those current currencies are doing what they are at this moment. And those moves are being navigated by the big banks in New York and Europe.
And I think the most amazing thing, the average American doesn't understand that our Federal Reserve has been putting money in to stabilize Greece. Why are we putting in money to stabilize Greece? Well, certainly when the truth came out about what the Fed had been doing with their money, we were giving money to the Toyota in Japan. We were lending money to Credit Suisse and the Deutsche Bank and all of these European banks. And that's why Bernanke didn't want the American people to know. They were lending out, that they'll admit to, about $3 trillion that they'd created to stabilize the banking system. Because they see the Federal Reserve is owned by the banks, and they're behind this whole move towards a world government. And we are the major force behind the European Union, but we can't let the American people know that the real basis of everything going on in the United States is about the world government, which is why we have 130 the troop station in 130 nations, why we installed dictators in nations throughout the world. Oh, we always call it democracy, and why we're financing some of the most brutal dictatorships in the world, why we have 720 foreign military bases, why we occupy Germany and Japan and South Korea, and we have our special forces units trained in killing, highly sophisticated killers. That's what they do. That's what special forces do. They're trained to kill people. They're in 75 nations throughout the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that everything going on today is all about creating a world government. Oh, would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
Oh, I certainly agree. And that's the main focal point, the genesis, the nexus of everything that they do. They're obsessed with their Luciferian wish to subject humanity to evil.
And that's the common denominator. We've got James calling from South Carolina for Bob. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Bob, comment, why, give us a call right now. Let's go to James from South Carolina. Hi, James. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a question, and I keep hearing people talk about the states going bankrupt, and they seem to be trying to find a way that this can occur. As far as I know, that's not possible. Could you talk about how that might occur and what might be the result of it?
Well, Newt Gingrich tells us that what is about behind the scenes is that some way is being found to allow these states to go bankrupt so that they don't have to pay the pensioners their benefits as well as the money that's owed them for having worked for many years. How that's going to turn out remains to be seen. But the public is well aware now that those employees, by and large, make about double what the people do in the economy, so to speak, and they also pay the taxes for these people to make twice as much as they do. And most people are not covered under pensions. Only 19% are. And so that means that the other 80% approximately don't get anything for paying all of these benefits to these people who work for towns, cities, counties, states, and federal government. And the whole thing is turned upside down. 50 years ago, it was just the opposite. And the reason why is the safety of having a job, say, in a municipality. And, of course, this has come from the abuse of labor unions. And it's going to continue until they pass legislation. And this is their major financial problem, these benefits. So I think the best case is they're going to cut them by a third or a half, whatever they do, and eventually Social Security will follow.
And, of course, I think the thing is, James, that basically Newt Gingrich is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's involved in the occult, very close to the Tofflers. He's written four chapters for their books. They're deeply involved in the occult. And you heard David Dreyer saying the same thing. Congressman, why would they pick David Dreyer, Congressman? He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They want his name out. But go right ahead, Bob. I think I think it's so vitally important that people understand that they're going to start cutting back on pensions. These people think they're going to live out there, their twilight.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And the local communities were going bankrupt and certainly going to cut off their pension payments and actually, of course, default at least in whole or in part on their bonded indebtedness. And Bob thinks that this could well happen. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
That's a fair appraisal.
Okay, and so if you have a question for Bob, we can certainly cover what's happening to gold and silver. Now, remember that everything is manipulated. The stock market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. Go up on the Internet and check it out. You can see all about it. It's official government agency. Its purpose is to manipulate the stock market, but we can't let the suckers who are investing in the stock market understand that it's all a rigged game. They certainly manipulate the cost, the price of commodities, gold, silver, food commodities, metal commodities. It's all manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. And then, of course, the big banks come in and they take massive short positions, naked short positions. It's illegal, but who's going to hold J.P. Morgan Chase responsible for anything it does? After all, the new chief of staff, or Barack Obama, will be William Daley, who comes from J.P. Morgan Chase. And then the new chief of economic advisors will be replacing Larry Summers. He's coming from Goldman Sachs. And we know that Sidney, the chief of staff there, and Ronald Reagan was a man named Donald Regan, and he came from, he was the CEO of of Citigroup, and of course the Secretary of the Treasury there under Bush was of Henry Paulson. He was the president of Goldman Sachs, who gave up a job that paid him $30 to $40 million a year to take a job that only paid him a paltry $185,000 a year, because he was such a patriot. That, in fact, he was able to funnel tens of billions of dollars to his buddies on Wall Street. And I remember him saying, we need this money, these TARP funds. It's all for Main Street. And then once he got his hands on the money, he changed his mind. He said, no, it's more important to rescue the banks, my friends in the banking industry. Well, Bob, Sidney, when will the American people wake up and understand we have a ruling oligarchy, but they all tie into this world Luciferian movement? This is the key, which nobody wants to talk about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Bob. But there really is an oligarchy that runs this whole thing, isn't there?
There certainly is, and it's been around for a long, long time. They've been trying to form this world government for years and years and years. And I don't mean fourscore. I mean 1,000 years or more. And they do the same thing, relatively speaking, each time. And they've been relatively unsuccessful. They've remained in power, but they've never been able to control and get everybody to do what they want them to do. And they think they can do it this time. The difference this time is that we have talk radio and we have the internet, and every day people listen to these broadcasts all over the world, and people are learning who their real enemy is, who's trying to hurt them in a number of different ways. And so what's going to happen is that they're going to fail again, and this time we're not going to be Mr. Nice Guy. A lot of these people are going to be brought to court from looting, whether it's the federal government or the American public directly, and all of the things that they've done, which are illegal, are going to be brought forth, and they're going to have to pay for it. And some of them, like our ex-president, Mr. Bush, he's going to get tried for treason.
Well, I think for murder. He was complicit to murder. He knows what happened on September 11th. Maybe he didn't plan it, but he covered it up, and that, of course, is an accomplice to murder. And certainly, those buildings were controlled demolition, and we know that because six of the people who were six of the hijackers are alive and well over in the Middle East. And I've never figured out how you could die in the crash and then come back to life. And Robert Mueller, I think that was whatever the name was, the chief of the FBI, didn't deny that six of them were still alive. He just ignored the issue. I mean, how could you die in an airplane, a fiery airplane crash, and be living and well? But check it out on the internet. I mean, certainly the information is there. Those buildings came down symmetrically. If you watch the buildings come down, and you can see the video still, the tops of the building dissolve as the buildings begin to descend. I thought it was the superincumbent weight that was bringing the pancake down. No, the tops of the building dissolve. They were vaporized. Well, Bob, certainly a lot of the letter writers and some of the people I have a great deal of respect for called, you know. They said the price of gold and silver was going to drop. Now, they're still basically bullish on it, but they said, you know, if you're a trader, get out of the gold and silver because it's peaked out when certainly gold over $1,400 an ounce, silver over $30 an ounce. Certainly it has gone down to pretty much as they've expected. But what do you think is going to happen, and what part will the coming option expiration on Wednesday of this week play in that?
Well, first of all, I do not advocate trading for people because I was a professional trader for 25 years of the 28 I was a stockbroker and the 18 of which I owned my own firm. And it's just not something that people should be doing because I know they're going to lose their money. Or what usually happens is they get out and the market doesn't do what they think it's going to do, and they don't re-enter. And they keep on seeing it go back up again, and sometimes they never get back in. And so I don't think the people who are in gold and silver who are who want to be should trade the market. The professionals, they can do that. And most of the people who are making their prognostications have never been traders. They've never been in the market. They've never been trained in the markets. In fact, most of them don't even have a background in finance and economics. As far as what's going to happen on Wednesday, yes, there's going to be a gold and silver option expiration. And more often than not, you get pressured just before that happens. We've experienced that, and we even did again today, late in the day. And I imagine there may be some further pressure tomorrow as we move up to Thursday. The option writers, which is the banks, they would like the price of gold and silver to be as low as possible so they wouldn't have to pay anybody who was long options. And so that's their desire. But I will say this. Over the past several months, 4 out of the last 5 months, they've lost money because the price of gold and silver haven't turned down. They either stayed the same or they've gone higher.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply answering a question about gold and silver. The price has been manipulated down. Now, the options close on Wednesday of this week, so you can anticipate gold and silver will be off again tomorrow and maybe even on Wednesday. Why? Well, because the people who sell the options don't want you, if you're invested in gold and silver options, to make money. The way this thing is set up is you lose, they win. They've actually not done very well this last few weeks because of the last few months because of the tremendous pressure. I mean, people all throughout the world, countries, banks, but maybe countries like China and Brazil and India and Russia and the Arab countries are buying gold. Why? Because they realize the whole financial system's coming down. So they're buying gold. Tremendous amounts of gold are being bought. In fact, it's very hard many times if you're buying gold bullion in large amounts to get delivery on it. And certainly the same thing is true if you're buying large amounts of silver. But the average person isn't in a position to do that. However, certainly you can play the options. You should not. That means you'd never do anything on play the market unless you are a professional trader. Bob says don't do it. Just buy and hold. Otherwise, you're going to get consumed, and the game is played creating first greed and then fear. Greed gets you in, and fear drives you out and frightens you, and you can't sleep, and you sell just before the price goes up. They play games with your mind. Well, Bob's anticipating that later this week, probably, the price of gold and silver will begin to recover. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but he's been quite accurate on this a number of times in the past. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob, but before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you, subscribe to the International Forecaster, and share in your wisdom. Go ahead.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email. It usually runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy, which goes out twice a month as well. And I think that everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. If you'd like a free introductory copy, you can go to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com, or call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, do you have any other thoughts on gold and silver? Somebody said that you didn't finish your thoughts on gold and silver. I finished them. And so we want to know what you have to say, because everybody knows what I have to say. So what are your thoughts? Anything else on gold?
No, I think they're going higher, and all you have to do is be patient. And we have corrections like this. If you're able to, then what you should do is buy more gold and silver bars, coins, or shares, whatever suits you. And it's a long-term bull market, and trying to figure every twist and turn is very, very difficult. And I think if you look at the records of people who have done this technical work, you'll find that more often than not, they're incorrect. And that's okay, as long as people understand that it's very, very difficult to follow waves, cycles, and charts in a market that's manipulated all the time. In fact, all the markets, as you pointed out, and I have very often. And so make life simple. You go long and you stay long.
And I think that is good advice. Basically, if you want to be able to sleep at night, don't try to outsmart these people, because they don't play the game straight. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, Bob, there's a tremendous amount of bullish sentiment today. Most of the letter writers think that things are picking up. Even a lot of the people who are building homes, they've started building homes again. You know, the idea that the housing crisis is over, and of course, well, 1 million people lost their homes last year, estimated 1.2 million. People will lose their homes this year. There are several million homes that are simply standing empty all across America. Why would anybody in their right mind be building homes now when there's such a backlog of homes?
Well, the government doesn't warrant unemployment any higher than it is. So through different devices, they're encouraging home builders to build homes. They're going to build, from what we can see so far, 535,000 homes this year. And, you know, we have 3.1 years of inventory right now to be sold into the market. And what is normal is about 4 months. And so there's an overabundance of homes for sale. The experts are telling us that probably we're going to have another 1.2 trillion homes on the market again, and to go along with the ones that are already on there. And so you say to yourself, why would one build new homes? And I think it's because they're going to try to consolidate home building and nationalize it, just like they did Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and like they will eventually do with insurance and brokerage and banking and probably automobile production and truck production and many, many other things. Now, this is, if you look at what transpired in Italy and Germany during the 1930s, it's the very same thing. These people are Nazis.
Well, of course, you go back and you study the Nazis. You know, how was it that Adolf Hitler was able to take a bankrupt nation? 1933, Germany was bankrupt. Their army couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. And 3 years later, while he was sending troops into the Rhineland, 5 years later, he was sending troops into Austria and the Sudetenland, and then taking over Czechoslovakia, and the following year was able to plunge the world into World War II. How was he able to do that? Where did the money come from? Who built up his military? Well, it was built up by American corporations that went over there to, not to make profit, but to build up the best enemy money could buy, just like American corporations are over in China today. Building up and American banks and financiers and the Agency for International Development, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, creating the best enemy money could buy. I wonder why we want to build up an enemy in China. Could it be possibly they're planning on a war to get them out of the trouble? What are your thoughts, Bob?
Exactly that. And it's not only there. There's other places that have been built up by China. You take North Korea, and they recently were fired upon by South Korea, and they retaliated, and maybe that was a warning shot. Who knows where they're going to start this war? I was on a couple of times here in the last couple of weeks, and with news agencies in Tehran, in Iran, and we discussed in a short period of time some of the things we've talked about tonight. And people all over the world are learning that these people don't care about anything except their world government and their control over the people of the world. And they're finally discovering who the real enemy is. And many of these people who belong to the Bilderberger Group run these countries or are in instrumental in what goes on in these countries. I mean, Greece is a perfect example. I think there were 8 Greeks of stature at the Bilderberger meeting, the last one that they had. And the Prime Minister, Mr. Papandreou, is a Bilderberger as well. So they are going to follow what the Bilderbergers want to do, and that's probably the destruction of Greece. And I've been on radio and TV there and in the newspapers many times telling the people that's what they're going to do to you. And the people realize it, and they've had demonstrations and riots at times. And if Ireland goes down, Greece is going to go down too. And there'll be others that'll follow.
And, of course, basically, of course, we're seeing a lot of instability in the Muslim world. Hillary Clinton was in Qatar just a week or two ago lecturing the Arab countries on how they had to have more freedom there, and they had to, of course, that's what they did with the Shah, you know, you got to have freedom, you got to let all the people out of jail, give everybody the right to vote, don't first prosecute the criminals, allow people to suddenly express themselves, and you know what happened to the Shah of Iran? That was after he took our advice. But of course they overthrew the government of Tunisia. And ladies and gentlemen, these revolts don't just happen. Some people doesn't go out in the street and say, hey, let's have a revolution. Or we all have groupthink. We all think the same way. No, these are carefully organized and orchestrated and financed. And who has enough money to finance a revolution in Tunisia? They've recently overthrown the government of Lebanon. Who has enough government money to overthrow the government of Lebanon? And there's really sort of Hezbollah now really sort of controls the chaos. They're the only organized force in Lebanon today, and certainly there are really rumblings in Egypt, and there's rumblings on a lot of the Arab countries. And believe me, it is being financed by your tax money, by the Brotherhood of Darkness, because they want to overthrow the existing Muslim governments and replace them with reliable dictators who go along with a one-world government. When you understand that, you understand why they had to overthrow Saddam Hussein, why they had to establish a puppet government in Kabul, headed by a former employee of UNICAL, his name is Karzai, and will overthrow the government there in Pakistan and Yemen and Somalia. We have troops operating in all of those countries. They're not telling the American people that, but we do. And Sidney Jeffrey Scahill, Jeremy Scahill, testified before Congress about that. I think it was on the 4th of December. Not a word in the controlled media. Nation magazine had a great article on it, included his testimony, and we'll be having it in our latest newsletter, but totally blacked out by the controlled media. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, the economy in America seems to be improving. What do you anticipate?
I think you have to look at the fact that municipalities are going to be laying people off, and it's inevitable. And or they're going to have them working perhaps for 25 or 30 hours a week, and that's going to add to unemployment or partial employment. And partial employment right now is close to 10 million people. And so that's going to really keep the unemployment from falling to any degree. And where we do have $862 billion that was part of the pork package known as the tax bill, which will flow into the economy. But I think it probably will affect it for about a year. The money has already started to flow in. It could last a little bit longer than that. And so there's not going to be much recovery. I think if they can get 2 to 2.25%, they're going to be doing good. That's down from 3 to 3.25% under the first stimulus package. And right now, what is real GDP growth? Probably -0.5% or 1%, maybe even, maybe -1%, somewhere in a, you can't tell because they keep on changing the methodology that they use. And John Williams on your show has said time and time again how they calculate all these different indexes like the CPI and the PPI and the unemployment. And so there's never a level playing field. They just keep on changing the rules. So you have to look at alternative figures because the government simply can't tell the truth. But there's not going to be any great recovery. As I said last May, when I predicted all this was going to happen, I said if they can go sideways, they'll be doing well. And 2 to 2.25% is essentially sideways. Because if you deduct the growth that occurred from another expenditure of $2.5 trillion, a combination of $862 billion by government and the remainder by the Federal Reserve, then you'll be able to make 2% or so in growth. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And I don't think it's going to be sufficient, and I think they're already planning QE3, and I said that last May.
But this is highly inflationary, isn't it?
Well, it is. You do have a very strong deflationary undertow. There's no question. We've had it for several years now. But the Federal Reserve, in order to keep the system from going under, they have the low interest rates, zero, and they have the quantitative easing. But they still have to fight that undertow. And so they always have to create more inflation than deflation just to make sure that deflation does not take over, because once it starts, they can't stop it. And so they're riding this blade, so to speak, and if they fall to the left or the right, it doesn't make any difference. They're doomed. And so they have to keep on doing this. And so by overproducing inflation, what happens is that you have higher inflation. And I think we have a shot this year at real inflation of about 14%.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, you probably are right, but I could always hope you're wrong, because this would be devastating as far as prices are concerned. But certainly, I think we're going to see it rising prices on the things that they're importing. Walmart, certainly, China's having inflation. The prices of their raw materials are going up. The price of their labor is going up. Companies are even moving out of China because it's cheaper to produce in Malaysia, Thailand, or Singapore than it is there in China. So I think that hang on to your hat when you go into Walmart here. I think it's not going to go through the roof, but it's going to go up maybe 5-10% and every year. And after 10 years, why, that gets to be real money. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program for us.
Well, I think if people have to look also at the other things that are going on that make things difficult and...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
To impoverish the American people, to lower our living standards and bring austerity to America. But, of course, they can't tell the American people that is the thrust of American foreign policy. Bob Chapman has been our guest. The International Forecaster is his publication, and he'll be back again in a week right here at Radio Liberty. Bob, thanks so much for being with us once again.
Well, thank you, and thank you all for listening.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Bob Chapman, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we look forward to, if you're in a position to helping us, to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or to perhaps subscribe to our newsletter. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, or if you'd like to get a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. You, to understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. To understand the spiritual battle, we have a number of talks that go into the background of the invisible forces that are there. There really are secret societies. We carry a new book. It's called Perfectibilis. And it's on the Illuminati. The Illuminati was a very real organization. And it existed The idea still exists today because the purpose of that Illuminati was to destroy the existing religion and to certainly destroy existing governments, and that's exactly what American foreign policy is. Why do you think we're supporting ruthless dictators in communist China? We are supporting them because they'll go along with the world government, and that's the ultimate goal. And it doesn't matter that they persecute Christians. I mean, certainly we have installed governments in both Iraq and Afghanistan under Sharia law so they can drive out any Christians there and kill them. Why do you think they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Is that in the First Amendment? Of course not. It is this anti-Christian program that goes back to the Illuminati, because the Masons controlled the Supreme Court at the time they passed this legislation. It had nothing to do with interpretation. They simply created new law, and of course the Illuminati had infiltrated the Masons. If you want more information, a great book, Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, goes into the World Revolution. We have a wonderful DVD. It's called World Revolution. You'll hear my talk there, certainly, and you'll actually witness the interview I did back in 1980 with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, where he will tell you they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. It wasn't that he won the revolution. He didn't win anything. We turned the country over to him. We installed him there. The American State Department, CIA, both knew Fidel Castro was a communist. And he's always been very close to our rulers. If you don't believe that, you need to get David Rockefeller's book. The book, Memoirs, we carry. The World Revolution, we carry. Certainly, the Fire in the Minds of Men, we carry. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we carry. But certainly in David Rockefeller's memoirs, he will tell you how his daughters go down to visit Fidel. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down and be so close to Fidel? And why would Fidel come up to visit David Rockefeller? David Rockefeller scoffs at the people who think there's a conspiracy, and yet he says on page 405, many people think that I and my family are part of a secret cabal that's working with others throughout the world as part of a secret cabal intent upon certainly bringing about a new international order, working against the best interests of the United States. And if that's the charge, I'm guilty. I plead guilty, and I'm proud of it. And then he goes on to say, after all, we raised the living standards throughout other countries. How would our critics have raised the living standards? He admits they have raised the living standards. How did they do it? Why are there a subversive group seize control of our government, using our wealth to build up the economy of China and India, nations throughout the world? But we can't let the American people know. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, Radio Liberty, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, and we're going to talk about an army that most people are not really aware of. They've never stopped and thought of the influence of this very powerful army on world events. Now, if you or I wanted to or create an army and suddenly have automatic weapons and hand grenades and all the weapons of war, do you think we could just go down to the local gun store and say we'd like to order all these weapons of war? Well, that they laugh at you, be pushed to the government, you'd be taken away in manacles. I mean, you can't get warfare material or armored vests and all of the weapons to arm an army just because you say, well, I'd like to, I'm going to just form my own army. But there's a fellow named Eric Prince that did that. And Bob, why don't you pick up the story there and tell us why you're concerned about Blackwater? Oh, they've changed the name of this, but we have allowed, or somebody has allowed within our intelligence agencies, the formation of a massive private army that is being used surreptitiously all over the world, and the average American has no idea what these paid killers are doing. In fact, other than they brought them into New Orleans to during the Katrina affair to disarm the people, what was this private army doing in New Orleans during the hurricane there, after the hurricane, disarming American citizens? A private army. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, you know, first off, this fella, his name is Eric Prince, and I think he may probably like to have it the other way around, Prince Eric, because he's certainly moved himself up to a level of royalty as far as our intelligence organizations and our leadership in the American government seems to think. But his name is Eric Prince. He is an extreme, as a matter of fact, he calls himself an extreme Christian warrior. And, of course, to take and use the word extreme certainly does fit his category and his concept. But back in 1997, he inherited a good bit of money from his father, and I'm not positive what it was. His father had left him a pretty good handful of money. And he was able to start an organization that he always wanted to. He was always leaned that direction, and that was to put together some type of a real super security operation. That's what they referred to themselves as. And they, because of his connections that he had developed and previously, and other people that he brought on board, which, by the way, were former heads of the CIA and high-level central intelligence and intelligence operatives from a multitude of the NSA and some of the secretive agencies of American government. And he put together, this is really amazing because this is 1997, which is not terribly a long, long time. But in that period of time, he started getting contracts in every possible arena where you could apply what you would call a security personnel. He started out, first off, of course, making his people available to assist in the Iraq and Iranian problems in the Mideast. So he became a subsidized...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bob.
He became, with his army, so to speak, he got all sorts of contracts functioning as security guards, et cetera, that type of a structure originally. Let's say for embassies and high-level corporate personnel that might travel into some of these countries and, some government workers or government inspectors and things of that sort that would go into the high areas of high risk, and he would supply the security personnel. And then he just kept expanding, and he can't even explain it other than when you look at the variety of people that were involved in terms of stockholders and the actual vice presidents and chairmen of the boards and et cetera. He just every time there was a potential security, a need for specialized security, he was able to get the contract. And he got contracts with good friends of his, like the Vice President Cheney, during the last administration. During the Bush administration, he expanded tremendously in their size. And where they're at this point in time, just in general, first off, what they've done is they would create shell companies or division companies. A division of this company would be two or three other companies held by another company, or an outright creation of a new company on every contract. So as opposed to just looking, and the name of this organization, the mother company, was Blackwater, Blackwater Enterprises, and Blackwater Corporation. That was the mother company originally. He's merged himself with the Monsanto company, who make all of the chemical and biological weapons and have a multitude of under-the-table operations for many years. So the original company of Blackwater was sold off to Monsanto a few years ago. It brought in a few million dollars, but that wasn't it was not the whole ball of wax. It was just this one division. What they do, for example, in the United States, they have their finger in many, many companies that are, again, labeled as security companies. They have secured contracts for every possible need. In other words, when the government, when they decided they wanted to increase in their fight.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And because Bob is just saying that this is they sold off part of Blackwater, but a lot of parts of it they kept. They changed the name to XE. But, of course, Blackwater has strong ties to Monsanto. And, of course, we think of Monsanto as genetically modified foods, but they're into all sorts of biological agents and things that are not very nice. Now, why would did Monsanto actually buy the old Blackwater?
Yes, they did.
Why would Monsanto want Blackwater? I mean,
I think it was more of a externally, it was an outright purchase of that original company. But I think the company had been stripped back down to almost nothing and had been dispersed and broken down under other company names for doing all their other variety of activities. So I think, for the most part, we're strictly looking at like another shell company, and just to directly associate themselves with being able to get their hands on chemical and biological weapons for their use by all of their other companies. And like you said, they did change the name of the, let's call it, I refer to it as the mother company. They changed it to Z, which is spelled XE, which, by the way, is a Chinese word, and that's where they brought that up out of a Chinese dictionary. But the point is, what they've been able to do under this whole—I don't even know how many they are. I've been researching this, and they keep expanding, opening and closing, and moving companies all over the United States, but then all over the world. I mean, there's something like 75 companies involved. That all of them now are very big companies getting huge government contracts, as they are getting contracts for fighting drugs in Latin America. They get these, you know, multi-million and billion-dollar contracts for that. They have contracts for doing security for the top executives of major corporations, banking entities, and bank operations worldwide. And, of course, most of these are contracts. 90% of them, something like that, are United States government contracts. The rest of them are private corporate funding and contracts with private entities or corporations. But all of those corporations are in bed with our United States government intelligence agencies. they have a special security contracts for supplying small arms and weapons. They've now taken on brand new security contracts with the United States government for chasing the pirates coming out of Somalia and the that area where they're having all that pirate problem. They have a separate agreement with the CIA as of about 4 to 6 years ago to take on the assassination of persons that may in the past have been eliminated by the CIA. They now take on those assassin contracts. They have members of their executive level people on every one of their companies are former CI and Central Intelligence.
You mean they actually contract out assassinations?
Yes, and it was reviewed, as a matter of fact, by the Congress a little while back, and, you know, they were simply, you know, saying, you know, and of course it's hard. I don't think anybody got hands on a contract or anything like that, but the bottom line was we all are aware that the CI, for years, under very black covert operations, would carry out what they would call wet operations, and that was, of course, assassinating high-level troublemakers around the world. We've had our Congress and Senate tighten up on that vigorously. Every once in a while, when it would surface, they would say, well, we're not going to do that anymore. Just like the MK Ultra, they said, no, you're not going to do that anymore. And they said, oh, no, we won't. We'll stop. But, of course, what has happened with recent investigations in the Congress was the exposure that it was obvious that the assassination contracts were being spun off to members and under the organization of Blackwater. So then on top of it, my big concern is they're getting their contracts, almost all of their contracts, 60% of the contracts that they've gotten, which are billion and million and billion dollar contracts for some of these operations. They're getting the bulk of them without any competition. They are non-bid contracts almost all the time. And again, part of the reason for generating these new companies, all of these front companies all over the place, is so that it wouldn't red light and jump out and be so obvious that, oh, there was another contract going to the same handful of people, this company Blackwater or Z, because if it comes up under, let's say, Presidential Airways or Blackwater Holding Company, Greystone Limited, Samaris Company Limited, E&J Holdings out of Delaware, the Guardian Flight Systems, EP Management Services, these are all companies that have been getting some of these big contracts. And they, in fact, are all a division or a shell company of the original Blackwater organization. It's mind-boggling. It's very troubling for, again, they do these congressional inquiries, and they're always able to sidestep any serious inquiries.
So. Well, of course, basically, they go there and they lie, or they'll have a cover story. It's sort of like the NSA. The NSA goes before Congress. They say, we would never tap, you know, American telephones without a license. It's against the law. We don't break the law. And that's right, technically true. The NSA works with the British intelligence that taps all of our telephones under Project Echelon, listens to all of our telephone calls. And so the NSA is telling the truth. And I'm sure that the representatives from Blackwater can go up and say, "Why, we wouldn't do those things." Certainly, there are laws against the CIA just that they're carrying out assassinations. So they simply contract with Blackwater.
And it's even great for the CIA. You have a situation there, you know, where congressmen and senators can't find anything out about CIA anyhow. Really, they run them around in circles, and as long as it's above secret, top secret, classified, or whatever, the Congress and the Senate are stuck with only a couple of people that are allowed to look at anything.
And they're sworn to secrecy. So
right.
Basically, I mean, if you're sworn to secrecy, you can't do anything about it. You can't reveal what you're told. And you're not even sure they're really telling you the truth anyway. So basically, why, of course, Congress, our elected representatives, there's simply a formality for these people who really run things throughout the world. And the CIA is compartmentalized. Most people in the CIA have no idea what the other people in the CIA are doing. And they do kill people. They still kill people. They will always kill people as long as they can hide behind national security.
And
they have a license to kill.
And of course, again, the real bad part is, you back away from this and you say, well, who do they answer to? Who does this subcontracted, privately owned military organization, who do they answer to? And the scary point is they answer to somebody that we really don't know who. Basically, you could most directly come back and say, well, it's the president or the vice president's army, or it is someone that is working with the president or the vice president. And of course, in their case, it really is that under the table, covert, secret government that we've talked about for, in my case, in your case, for 15, 20 years, the secret government that really runs everything, and we don't know who they are. It is Dick Cheney and his people, people that have worked with him for a long time. He certainly is one. Used to be a Henry Kissinger, who's kind of stepped aside now, and it would be people that have been working with him previously and still handling some of that those black operations. And these guys, it's thousands and thousands of personnel now employed by the Blackwater and their miscellaneous subsidiaries.
But somebody has got to be putting up the money. Follow the money. Where is the money coming from? You don't hire thousands of people and send them all over the world with sophisticated weaponry. The money has got to come from somebody.
And it comes out of your pocket and my pocket. It is, for the most part, these are huge contracts, undefinable. If you looked at it, you'd see it's $5 million for this, $10 million for that, or even a half a billion dollars to carry out security assistance and training in the country of Iraq. Well, that's about as vague as you can get, but that's the kind of description. And to track the money would be difficult, but the bulk of the money, again, 90%, is taxpayers-funded money coming from the United States on these individual contracts for every form of quote-unquote security operations that you could imagine. If there's a problem with drugs, these guys are covering it. They're supposedly the guys covering it. If it's supplying weapons and arms now, they're going to cover it, and that's a separate contract. If they're going to be in Iraq, it's a separate contract. If they're going to cover security for an embassy, that's another separate agreement. And some of them are outrageous. By the way, they're paying their people huge amounts of money. The guys are getting like $600 each per day to do special assignments at embassies. And believe it or not, the contract calls with the United States government to pay $800 a day for each of them. So there's basically a $200 profit for the corporation just in that particular operation.
Hold that thought, Bob. And Chris, these are all trained killers. They've been trained by our government, many of them are special forces, highly skilled, highly trained to kill. Bob, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Gentlemen, this is a private army, said the answerable to no one. Well, it's obviously it's answerable to someone, but it's all top secret. We can't let the common people out there in America know who's funding or what this army is really doing, but they're armed with sophisticated weaponry. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't go out and just buy sophisticated weaponry. You've got to have some connections at high places in government. So there's another army different than the regular army, different than the American Armed Forces. We have our Special Forces units. They're operating in 75 countries of professional killers. And then, of course, when they leave the Special Forces, they can go to work for the other mercenary army. Oh, call it Blackwater, call it ZXE, call it what you will, the secret army. Working in the shadows today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's very disconcerting to know that there is this other army out there, and these people carry out professional assassins. Who are they assassinating? Well, have you ever noticed how many world leaders, their plane goes down or their helicopter goes down? And those are the guys who don't play the game, aren't willing to go along with the world government. They're the ones, of course, that we have placed in power to be puppets. And if you go along, and you'll get along. If you don't, you'll end up like Allende. Allende was a Marxist, and he was killed by people working with our CIA. Whether the CIA did it or they funded it, we don't know. But we do know that this is how they really operate. If you haven't read that excellent book we carry called Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, who was recruited into this whole world of shadows by the NSA. NSA, that's no such agency, the most secret of all the secret spy rings in the United States. All you hear about is the CIA. When was the last time you heard about NSA and their spy operations and their dossiers and the fact that they tap your telephone and read all of your emails and all of your faxes with the computers? Project Echelon. Project Echelon, check it out on the Internet. Find out it really is true. But, of course, we should be concerned when somebody has a secret army, fully armed and prepared for world assassinations. But then, after all, what is really at stake is the establishment of the world government that has been dreamed of by the members of the mystery religions and the secret societies for almost 4,000 years, and it's coming to its culmination today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, Bob Fletcher, the subject, Blackwater Z, let's call it the Secret Army. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the connection in with the Monsanto purchase and, so to speak, the merger with some of with taking over Blackwater, and again, as I have to point out, that's only one little part of this multitude of shell companies that they've been running.
But I think it's very important, Bob, because Monsanto is creating the genetically modified foods that are poisoning the American people today. We do know what the genetically modified, I say, soy products will do as far as animals, and certainly by the third generation, why they totally destroyed fertility, there's no more reproduction. It does it in mice, it does it in rats, and I suspect they know it does it in human beings. It's part of the population control. In fact, Monsanto is, along with Bill Gates and David Rockefeller, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the other elitists, has established the Doomsday Seed Bank up there off the coast of Finland, I guess it is, or Norway, probably coast of Finland,
right,
of Norway. And there, under armed guard, they're keeping good seeds. They're destroying all the seeds here by fertilization, destroying all the good seeds, soy, corn and cottonseed, canola, sugar beets. They're going to have alfalfa for the animals. But basically, they want those good seeds so when they start in all over again after they've destroyed existing humanity. And you say, who in their right mind would want to destroy existing humanity? And I simply counter, they're not in the right mind, ladies and gentlemen. These people have a different world view. When you understand, they look at the world differently than you and I. They don't value human life. They see nothing wrong with communist China slaughtering 100, 150 million people. David Rockefeller wrote an article. We have a copy of it back. He wrote it in 1973 after he got back in China, talking about, oh, yes, he does, really how wonderful things were in China. Oh, they had a little brutality. But, I mean, after all, if you look at the big picture, certainly the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao was one of the most important and successful in history. Of the social experiment in communist China.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Grateful for a land so fair.
This is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher. Oh, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the and there's one company that I want to particularly point out and draw the connections between the high-level CIA operatives, et cetera, to Eric Prince and the Blackwater operations. They have one company that's recently pulled down several very major multi-million dollar contracts for intelligence services. It's called Total Intelligence Solutions and Terrorism Research Center. That's a good name. Well, that covers everything, I guess. And the and of course, it's a division of or spun off from the original Blackwater company. And one of the directors of that organization is a fellow named Kofor Black. And he is the guy that was known for the brutality when he was one of the directors of the CIA. He was, matter of fact, he was the guy that had made and put together the contract between Blackwater and Monsanto in 2008. And he was a high-level CIA operative and was actually ran the really well-funded secret operations in Afghanistan and Pakistan as one of the, they called him the CIA warlord. And he was our central intelligence guy that was overseeing many of the what they referred to as enhanced interrogation techniques. That was some of the stuff where everybody got in so much trouble there at the the Abu Dhabi prisons, et cetera, where they were doing all these absolutely disgusting torturing of prisoners that supposedly we were not supposed to ever do or get involved with. And, of course, you know, a lot of people say, well, maybe we need to carry out the waterboarding and that type of stuff. But the problem is that if we okay that, then we've got to keep our mouths shut when they do it to us. So it's
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Bob Fletcher. We're talking about Sydney. They're talking about the secret army of Blackwater and certainly its relationship to Kofor Black. We're talking at one of the men who works for it now is Kofor Black, who was involved in the torture and there that was carried out. Torture, ladies and gentlemen, we authorize torture. We don't see anything wrong with torture. When was the last time you heard a religious leader in America talk out, say, torture's wrong, we shouldn't torture our enemies? Oh, we have to torture the terrorists, we've got to defend ourselves from the terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been funding this terrorist movement since its very inception, so we'd have an enemy. I mean, we've got almost 250,000 people in Afghanistan, along with NATO forces and the contract employees, to combat 50 to 100 members of al-Qaeda. Do you honestly believe that it takes 250,000 people to actually combat the al-Qaeda that's plotting against us? Why don't we just take maybe 50 to 100 American special forces and turn them loose and let them track down the al-Qaeda and finish them off? They're keeping 250,000 people there. Oh, we're fighting the wicked Taliban. But we funded the Taliban. We created the Taliban. We educated these young people. The Taliban's word for student. And, of course, they were trained in the madras schools that used American textbooks provided by USAID that indoctrinated the youth in this whole radical Islamic form of life, exactly as today in Great Britain. Now they're introducing into education, in every aspect of education, homosexuality, you know. We're going to, in statistics, we're going to take the statistics on how many homosexuals there are. Suddenly in physiology, the normal physiology of homosexuality, and we did the same thing with radical Islam. We introduced it into the education. We indoctrinated the students. They became the Taliban. We financed the Taliban. And now we're there trying to kill the Taliban. What's wrong with this picture?
And we've done that. We've done that for years in and years out. They go back to 10, 15-year cycles, I guess. I don't know how far you can go back, but that's probably 65 years of training and supplying and then fighting them. and that goes all over from South America to the Mid East and the Far East, and it's almost, if it wasn't so serious, it's funny.
The best enemy American tax dollars can buy. Well, before we go on, Bob, I want to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry. Bob's put out some wonderful DVDs. We think they're great. We carry almost all of them, but he's got a lot of great things we want you to know about, so we want you to be able to get in touch with him. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you concerned about the secret army? Are you concerned the fact that we have 246,000 people in Afghanistan fighting 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Are you concerned that all these bombs that are sent to the United States, these bombers who sent the United States from the terrace over there, none of the bombs are constructed to go off? The smoke bomber in Times Square, the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber. What's wrong with this picture? Why would these clever terrorists, and they are clever terrorists, and they can build very good explosive devices, why would they build an underwear bomb that wouldn't go off? Why would they build? Well, of course, it would be pretty obvious. They had the CT scans sitting in the warehouses. They had to have an excuse to install them in the underwear bomber. Now we can look at his underwear, because we couldn't see the explosives with that, but we can see his underwear. We had to have an excuse to install them, so we had the underwear bomber, and then we had the shoe bomber before that, so that now you have to take your shoes off when you go into the airport, because you might be a shoe bomber. And because we can't target people just because they're Muslims or because they belong to an Arab terrorist organization. No, it's little granny there. She might be an Arab terrorist disguised to look like a little granny. And so we have to, of course, go through the maze, and then we have to go through the indignity of being radiated or being fondled, and all in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists financed by the CIA, financed by the Bank of England. If you doubt that, you can always check our information. We have that in our latest newsletter about Lord James, the British peer who got up in the House of Lords on the 3rd or 4th of November of last year and talked about how he had worked for the Bank of London, sending billions of pounds to the IRIS terrorists, to the terrorists in North Africa, which of course is Islamic Jihad, which funds Al-Qaeda. But then don't worry, we participate too. The CIA funds ISI, ISI funds Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, the best enemy money could buy. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Bob, let's get your webpage out. How can people get in touch with your ministry?
Well, it's real easy. It's on the computer, just go on the web and punch up BobFletcherInvestigations.com. It's BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that will automatically put you right into our website, and you can review all of the recent reports that we put together. And actually, I think we have 8 or 9 at this point in time. They're all under separate classifications of investigations we've been involved with, and all of them, of course, unfortunately, pretty much comes back to a corrupted government and abuse of government in one way or another. But and of course, we also have the one on Sonny Bono's the murder of Sonny that took place, where they tried to tell us he ran into a tree and died. But
what they don't tell you is that Sonny had gotten some of Bob's material and was going to open up an investigation of the CIA and drugs as soon as he got back to Washington, D.C., only he never got back to Washington, D.C. after a skiing trip. Go right ahead.
That was pretty upsetting. But back to these characters here with this gigantic mercenary army. Many years ago, I used to think, I was pretty well convinced that when corrupted persons in government here finally decided that they were going to make their move on removing weapons from the hands of Americans, which of course they have to do under a state of emergency, a full-blown declaration of emergency suspend the Constitution and all of that. That would have to take place. But I always was positive that the Army that would actually be the ones that would be instructed to remove weapons from people's hands for the people that didn't step forward and give their guns and weapons up voluntarily, that would be members of the United Nations. And that was the most logical direction. It looked like, as a matter of fact, I'm sure that was originally the idea several years ago by these people that want to put us into this world government, which includes world religion, and of course also nobody is to have weapons except the enforcers of law. And I was positive it would be the UN. But at this point in time, the way things have developed in a short time, again, starting in 97, it appears that this private army that is working for the intelligence agents of this country, covertly under the table, that this private Blackwater army will probably be the people that would be going door to door and taking the guns from the American citizens.
And that's what's primarily what happened in Katrina. I think they had some National Guard units doing it too, but they had the... Why would they use Blackwater troops in New Orleans, after the Katrina hurricane? And then, of course, they had them going to door to door and kicking down doors and dragging people out and taking away their weapons. Why would they do that? Well, I think they were just training them. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that these are all staged. I mean, if you really get in the background of what happened with that storm, they have the ability to change, to create storms and to direct those storms. If you doubt that, you need to read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, where he tells you on the bottom of page 55 or 56, that they'll be able to create storms and droughts and new diseases by the year 2018. Well, I think they've had them a lot sooner than that. That book was published in 1970. But suddenly, this whole story of Katrina suddenly didn't really sound very proper there. There were a lot of stories of explosions there when the dikes suddenly broke and flooded the areas. But many of the area people were suddenly not in the flooded areas. They were high and dry and they were safe and they had guns to protect themselves and they had food and water. And they went in and took away the guns.
Yeah,
they couldn't defend themselves. Why would they send Blackwater into New Orleans to do that? And nobody wants to ask those questions. Maybe they were just practicing? What do you think, Bob?
Well, they had a contract with the Department of Homeland Security. Remember that magic word, people? Homeland Security, right? I would consider these people and, of course, the Blackwater mercenaries to be nothing less than the SS for the President of the United States of America, the equivalent of Adolf Hitler's SS. When the Blackwater troops went in, they claimed they were sent in to keep order and to eliminate looting. They were actually, and I don't know if they shot anybody, that they were shooting at American citizens on the streets in downtown New Orleans when they went in there. And several, some news people were asking questions of some of them. And a few of the guys that were with Blackwater in New Orleans going in fully as a mercenary army, private army contracted by our government, a whole bunch of them had been in Iraq shooting and fighting in that war only 2 weeks before the Katrina hurricane came in there. So 2 weeks previously, a whole bunch of these guys were over shooting at foreign enemies overseas, and they brought them right straight in, gave them a change of clothes and a shower, and put them in the trucks and sent them down there to New Orleans. That should have been also a big story, and it wasn't. It fluttered through the news a little bit. It should have been a very serious headline story. You know, since when do we bring in privately paid armies to carry out what should have been done by National Guard?
Yeah, well, because we sent our National Guard over to fight for our freedom over in Iraq, and they were over there killing our enemies over in Iraq, so we had to bring the National Guard, the army here, the private army, and, oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's all in preparation for the coming dictatorship. Understand what's going on, and then help us get the information out. Incidentally, Jesse Ventura is doing a great job. If you haven't seen his programs on YouTube, just type in YouTube Jesse Ventura, a police state or prison camps. Just watch that series. That's well worthwhile, and all of the others are well worthwhile as well. Want to see me? Why? Do the one on population control. I think that's the Bilderberger population control. Population control. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and you're talking about Jesse. You know, there was an interesting thing, and I was in I'm in the process of working on a couple of projects. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a DVD on this or not. If I'm going to be able to do it or not. And it's strictly mostly a physical thing. It's such a big job for me anymore, and I'm not in the condition I used to be. So I don't know, but I've been working on it, and I made an interesting discovery there. You know, one of the shows that Jesse Ventura had done the expose on was the underground facilities. There's something like there genuinely are about 90 underground high security, almost like little cities, and it includes underneath the ground of the the Salt Lake City. Or excuse me, not the Salt Lake City.
You're talking about the Denver airport?
The Denver airport. And they have a huge, and I have a lot of footage on that I may try to include in a new DVD. But to get to my point, you know, it's very interesting. In Revelations in the Bible, it specifically says that when things start flying apart or the end of times comes, and of course everybody, we're presently, a lot of conversation about 2012 possibly being the beginning of that or whatever. And people are worried about, and I must add, the government is worried about some things that we don't know about. Some of those things include astronomical possible problems, such as a planet coming too close or an asteroid, or even possibly solar flares causing a shutdown of all electronics in the world, or whatever the case may be. And these are all genuinely scientifically possible. But the interesting point was, when we were talking and we made the discovery of 90 of these underground secret facilities that have been constructed with American tax dollars for the high-level personnel to be flown off and hidden down underneath inside these mountains and inside these huge underground facilities. And it was interesting in some of my research, and I surprised myself that I never realized it, but in Revelations, one of the specific points made in the Bible is that the princes and kings and queens and all of their people will take shelter in under the mountains of the land when this final time comes. And I thought, son of a gun, if that isn't a biblical description of these 90 facilities that have been dug in into the mountainsides and under the ground all over the United States, designed specifically for the kings and the queens of the United States of America, which, of course, at least in their mind, it would be the Senate, the Congress, and the President's people, and all of those persons that surround the president, and I just thought that was a surprise. I don't know why I've ever missed that. I've gone over the biblical reading so many times, but I just happened to see that the other day, and it was so specific, it set me back.
Well, you know, the longer I live, the more convinced I am that God understands exactly what the future holds. There is a plan. Oh, we will never know what his plan is, but he gives us a lot of hints there, a lot of information in the Bible, and certainly in the Revelation. We hear that terrible times are coming. And look and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world by the sword, by famine, by pestilence, and the beasts of the earth. Barbara Mark Subbard, one of the leaders of the occult movement, who actually ran for the Democratic nomination for the vice presidency back in 1984. Talked about how they would do it, and she said, "We are the riders of the pale horse, death." Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, I want to really ask.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Fulfillment of the ancient prophecies, and basically there are secret societies. And what binds them together? I mean, how could they exist for thousands of years? Because, of course, they are true to their God, and their God will reward them. And many of them are in key positions in government. It's a subversive movement. We have a talk I gave with a syllabus. It's called The Forbidden Secret. We really need to talk more about it. It's called The Forbidden Secret, and it simply quotes from George Bush's first inaugural speech where he talked about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. And the second inaugural speech he talked about, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were laying out a plan that had to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they we're certainly laying out or designing a plan that had to be fulfilled. What's the new order of the ages? Well, that's the one world government. If you look the new order of the ages up on the internet, go to the Google and Google it in, you'll find it's the new world order. Novus Ordo Seclorum, the slogan on the back of the dollar bill, the occult slogan on the back of the dollar bill, the occult dollar bill. Interesting. Our money, there are all sorts of occult emblems, including an owl hidden on the back of the dollar bill. They love to hide their emblems in plain sight. And you see them every day and you don't even recognize them. Of course, if you'd like to get the writings of Manly P. Hall, the leading Satanist of the last century, why we have his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, you need to hear, certainly read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talk and get the syllabus on The Forbidden Secret. You need to get the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. There are three of them. You can get them separately or together. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. A very, very good introduction to what's going on. Very professionally done. The first one got the best documentary of the year. The year it was produced by our friend Chris Pinto. The information is there. You need to get it. You need to help us get it out. People must understand we're engaged in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Certainly you need, of course, to get the DVD we're carrying, The Watchers. The Watchers. What's it about? Why, it's very, very simply about UFOs, which are demonic manifestations. It's about alien implants. You'll hear an interview with a watch, an interview with a doctor who's actually removed a number of these alien interviews. You'll see the cattle mutilations, not nice, but they're real. And, of course, they are demonic manifestations. The blood's emptied out of these animals, so their genitalia are cut off. Certainly, if you get into the background of UFOs, and we've got a fair amount of material on that, all of the people tell about the sexual molestation almost as if they're breeding a new race, a new cross race. There is another dimension. You can enter into that. We have our talk. It's entitled The Dark Secret. It's available on CD. Hopefully, it'll be available on DVD very soon. They promised to get it to me tomorrow, but you can get the CD right now, along with all the other talks given at our October Radio Liberty Conference. Great talks by Paul Williams on the Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States, funded by your government. Islamic terrorist training camps funded by the government. Dr. Paul Williams gave an excellent talk. You can get the talk by Sheriff Mack, certainly the talk by Dr. David Ayoub on the aluminum with which they're poisoning our children, the aluminum of the vaccines. They know how toxic it is. Why do you think so many of our children have neurodevelopmental and learning disabilities? So many have autism, and we're destroying the brains. The best way to destroy a nation is to poison the people, and that's what they're doing because they hate America. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get that. The five CDs, get them separately or together by calling 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
it's probably the biggest, most stupidest that you could imagine